Wow. That's all I got to say. We talked about this Friday. I feel like this is just an extension. I feel like this is just an extension from actually Thursday into today with the media. Rather, it's Jeff Bezos over at Washington Post, or it's People Magazine, CNN, now the New York Times. It's this, well, let me explain this to you. It's a two situation attack, okay? It covers two situations. One situation, reporters now becoming, or journalists becoming famous, rich and famous by going after Donald Trump. That's number one. Number two, Hillary Clinton is so weak. Like, I don't even know. So weak. Like, beyond weak. And the media knows this. The Democrats know this. The media is the Democrats. Please. We know that. Enough with the unbiased BS. And they know without them, Hillary Clinton is done. She gets slaughtered. She gets slaughtered. It's a landslide. Okay? She loses in a Reagan-esque landslide. Slaughter. It's crushed. Crushed! So that's what's going on right now. You have two situations in this whole media circus now. Megyn Kelly created this dangerous, it is dangerous. You have now quote-unquote journalists, quote-unquote reporters, actively making themselves part of the story. I mean, that's what's happening now. That is what's happening now. If a reporter or a journalist, activist, however you want to frame them, if they can create a story that is combative enough, it's full of but just pipe bombs. If they can create a story that will get everybody talking about it, and here's the thing, I'm not talking about a story where you're uncovering, you know, priests raping little boys. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, Watergate. We're talking about creating a story, creating a narrative, taking things out of context, taking things out of context with somebody's, speech or a conversation they had. You create this narrative. You create a story that you want to tell. You're not reporting. It's not a story that's coming from that person. Or it's not an organic story. And what I mean by that is, Flint water crisis. Here are the facts. pipes were not replaced, this happened, boom, 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 right? That just real, just boom, 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 boom. You get done with the story? Okay. Now when these reporters, these journalists, whatever they are, they go to a grocery store. They go to the Ralphs or they go to the Wegmans. And they see Megyn Kelly's face on every single magazine. And the headline is the same. They switch words here or there, but it always ends with, she took on Trump. She took on Trump. Megyn Kelly is who she is today because of the situation that she created with Trump. She created that situation. She knew exactly what she was going to do. She knew exactly what she was going to do. So she created it, and look where she is today. And you have all these other reporters going, ah, that's how I can get a $5 million book deal. Ah, that's how I can get a primetime interview show with a bunch of people no one gives a crap about except for Donald Trump. I mean, Megyn Kelly's primetime special tomorrow. Laverne Cox? Really? You're kidding me? Michael Douglas? Are you kidding me? Robert Shapiro? What? What? Come on now. Come on. Sure, I get it. The O.J. Simpson case, it was big, it was hot. Okay, so we'll have Robert Shapiro come on and talk. You have the transgender bathroom thing. Okay, you have Laverne Cox come on and talk. Michael Douglas, not real sure what's up with him, but maybe he'll talk about performing cunnilingus and having the throat cancer. I don't know. But I do know that reporters see all this going on and they go, yeah, that's what we got to do. So you get stories like what was in the New York Times. Listen, when you have the main people of your story making their rounds and saying on different talk shows or whatever the hell you call the morning programs and the political pundit, whatever the hell those things are. I call them talk shows, but when the main person from an article is going on those shows disputing the article, you know there's some serious fishy things going on. And then the reporters go on the talk shows to say they stand by their piece. So again, it's the Megyn Kelly, hopefully we can get famous. Hopefully we can get famous because we're going to take on Donald Trump, and hopefully we'll get out of the newsroom of the New York Times, and we'll appear on Rachel Maddow's show more. We'll appear on Chris Matthews' show more. I mean, the two people that did the story for the New York Times, the one girl's always on the little political talk shows. She's always on there. It's amazing. It's amazing. That's what I say. It's amazing. amazing what is going on. It's amazing. They're just... it's just amazing. I said it's just amazing. So you got the Megyn Kelly effect, and you got the Hillary Clinton effect. You got the fact that Hillary Clinton cannot beat Donald Trump. It is a fact. She cannot beat Donald Trump. I'm telling you, she cannot beat Donald Trump. She can't beat him. She cannot beat him. She cannot beat him. Can't. So now you're going to have, well, I mean, it started Thursday and Friday. It was Thursday and Friday. And you know what's so funny? The wannabe Megyn Kelly, famous reporters. It's obvious. It's obvious that they're all trying to somewhat, I guess you could say, cover up what they're all doing in the sense of this. The story about the whole John Miller from 91, that whole story, the narrative, and I thought this was pretty amazing, the narrative that was going around was that Trump himself put this tape out. Trump himself gave the tape to the Washington Post. This Sue Carswell, she said that only two people had the tape, her and Donald Trump. And she believes that Trump leaked the audio to the Washington Post because she said she lost her tape and never gave a copy to anyone. And she assumes the only other person has a copy is Trump. This is what she said. And here comes the Megyn Kelly aspect. Here's the Megyn Kelly aspect. And what I mean by that is trying to become famous. Trying to become famous because you're in a situation with Trump. Now remember, she's a former People Magazine reporter. And this is when People Magazine was somewhat of a big deal. They actually did stories. But this is what she says. It shows he's a liar right now. The fact that he would deny this shows he's a liar right now. And it distresses me, as he is the candidate running for the Republican Party. This is the kind of character that of a man that you're going to be voting for in November. I would be suspicious if he tells lies. That's the reporter that broke this story. That's the reporter that said, I didn't give the copy of the tape to the Washington Post. Matter of fact, I lost my tape. I lost it. I lost it. I lost it. Trump was the only one that had it. So he gave it to them. And then she says, he's punking me. And he's punking the country. This is a reporter. And remember, guys, this was a BuzzFeed story about 2 or 3 weeks ago. But anyway, the Megyn Kelly aspect finishes. Because at any time there's a story now, anytime there's a story now like this, we're going to call it the Megyn Kelly aspect, the Megyn Kelly situation. So listen at the end of this, at the end of this article with the Sue Carswell. She says, it's just strange that it broke on Friday, the week that he had trouble with the summit with Paul Ryan, questions into his taxes, the butler saying outrageous things. And it seems to me that this was some sort of distraction. So that was a narrative. That was a narrative that the media tried to spin on what they did, which is distract everybody away from Hillary Clinton. That's basically what's going to happen for the next 6 months. Anytime a story comes out about Bill Clinton, his mistresses, their foundation, funneling money to girlfriends, anytime this is in the media or it hits a portion of the media, whether it's Wall Street Journal or somewhere online, you're going to see stories that were, say, 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old, but they were only on Vox or they were only on BuzzFeed. And then they will make their way to CNN, they'll make their way to the Washington Post, they'll make their way to those areas. That's what you're going to see. Imagine that spin. Oh, I just think it's strange. I just think it's strange that this all broke Friday when he was having trouble with the Paul Ryan summit. Well, he didn't have problems with the Paul Ryan summit. Everybody said it actually went pretty good. So there you go. There's your Megyn Kelly factor. Your Megyn Kelly factor. Working overtime. He's working overtime. Overtime, that is. So, ay. And that New York Times article, man, it was, again, when you have somebody that is in the article, and then the article comes out, and then they hit the news program saying that the article is bad. You know, it's some serious fishy stuff going on. Seriously, just seriously messed up. And it was front and center on the New York Times. Bang. You go get your Starbucks, you go get your coffee, and it's right there. Bang. It's insane. It's insane. But hey, no one talked about Bill Clinton. Nobody talked about the Wall Street Journal story. Nobody did. No one did. It was as if it never existed. It was as if it never existed. Poof. What? Bill Clinton funneling money? What? Nope. Don't know anything about that. Don't know anything about that. So that was this this weekend. It's called the Full Court Press on Donald Trump.